after a cluster of small earthquakes hit in November. Deshaun and SMU scientists placed seismic stations in Parker, Wise, and Tarrant counties.
So the seismic stations measure the acceleration of the ground. And so when an earthquake happens, it moves the ground. What this allows us to do is to record the seismic waves, and that allows us to do a better job locating the earthquakes.
The U.S. Geological Survey sent Deshaun's team small blue boxes called netquake stations.
We put them in secure locations with wireless access, and every hour the station pings the U.S. Geological Survey and sends the last hour's worth of data. You can view that online in near real time, and the data will eventually be archived for anyone to look at.
These instruments are recording accelerations or movements underground 24/7.
Once we know where the earthquakes are occurring, we can figure out the mechanism of the earthquake, if they're associated with a fault, how large is that fault, how big an earthquake might we expect in the future.
The information currently being collected can maybe help determine seismic hazards.
For the Dallas-Fort Worth area in particular, if it appears that something is changing, and I'm not saying it is, but if that ends up being the conclusion, then we need to pass that data and those conclusions on to other public agencies.
The results of this SMU research could give emergency managers, building engineers, and local officials a better picture of the risks. The goal is to save lives.
I like working on something that I feel like potentially makes a difference, potentially helps people, because if we do, you know, the day-to-day activities of picking the earthquakes and locating the earthquakes might sound rather dry, but I think that the consequences of that are not.
Deshaun says it may be a year before conclusions from this study can be made about what's causing the earthquakes in North Texas. Dua Lee, Sai Kow Tao, KERA News.